This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, air travel always just, it is what it is, right? It's tenuous at best. You want to get from point A to point B with as little hassle as possible. And, of course, all kinds of things can go wrong. Delayed flights, lost luggage, weather conditions, broken toilets, a woman stripping naked and screaming as she walks up and down the aisle. And I admit that last one is least likely, but it did happen last week on a Southwest flight. And as a result, the flight was delayed. And in case you're wondering, no, she was not a woman who you want to see naked. Same goes for a woman in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, she was not on a plane. She was walking down the street naked. But she didn't walk down the street naked until after she attacked a complete stranger's truck with a 2x4 because, you know, why the hell not? And it's not just crazy ladies showing her things that nobody wants to see. Guys are in on it, too. We got a New Hampshire where a man, he crashed a stolen vehicle before inexplicably stripping naked and, quote-unquote, disrupting traffic. And ladies, this is not the man that you want to see naked either, even though his last name, coincidentally, is Wiener. Now, today we're talking about unexpected witness to nudity, whether you unexpectedly saw someone naked or you unexpectedly showed your naked ass to someone else. We had a guy that called in, I believe, earlier this week, maybe last week, got locked out of his hotel room. Of course, he was naked. Had to walk down to the lobby of the hotel, completely naked, convince the person behind the front desk to get him a key so he could go back up to his hotel room, still naked, and he could finally go to the bathroom, which was his whole point. So today we're talking about that unexpected nudity. Today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is when did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but tell us the way we go. Welcome to Season 20, Episode number 4,278. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat once again. We will be joined by Taryn Daly and Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. We will sit and spin at 4:30. And today, in honor of the Daily Mix Show Stanwood Shortest St. Paddy's Day Parade on Saturday at 11 o'clock in Stanwood, 10 Irish bands. Maybe not the most popular Irish bands. There's a few of them out there.
I can think of two off the top of my head. That's it.
But the idea being that Mike is going to play us an Irish band. And then from there, we will try to guess the Irish band.
that is being played.
Yeah, I'm with Thrill. I really only know two.
Okay, which ones are you saying? U2 and who else?
U2 and the Pogues.
I would say U2 and the Cranberries. And I'm done. Right. Thank you. Good night. Yeah, wow. I don't know. Maybe I do know them, but off the top of my head, I do not know that they're Irish.
I will say this. I grew up listening to U2. I don't listen to them nearly as much as I used to. I like their older stuff.
Sure.
But one of my favorite bands is an Irish band. One of my top five of all time is a band from Ireland.
Who?
Thin Lizzy.
Okay, I know three bands from Ireland.
But, Mike, you're going to play.
Thank you. Good night. I'm out.
You're going to play a tune, and we're going to have to figure out if we know the Irish band responsible for said tune.
Correct, sir. That's
do they right. have, like, Irish names like, you know, Benny and the Leprechauns, or is it just...
There's a few in there.
Benny,
you know,
and the Leprechauns.
The clover leaves and whatnot.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I'm looking for, man.
Benny.
Yes.
Yeah, Benny.
And we're celebrating Stanwood's shortest St. Patty's Day Parade. Hopefully you can join us. We're joining the Daily Mix morning show this Saturday at 11 o'clock in Stanwood. It is a short parade. The parade starts at the Stanwood Hotel Saloon.
Mm-hmm.
From what we understand, basically it goes around the block and then comes back to the saloon.
It's so my kind of parade, man. Short, sweet, to the point.
If you're thirsty and you don't really like parades too much, or you just like the ones that are short and entertaining, mm-hmm. you know, stop it. It's a short attention span world we're living in, right? No one wants to see a parade for like 2 or 3 hours and just stand there. You want this thing to go down quickly.
Yeah.
Family is invited. Hopefully we'll see you guys 11 o'clock up in Stanwood on this coming Saturday. What's that drive like from here, Ted? How far are we thinking?
So here's the issue. It's only about an hour. But depending on traffic, I've driven up there a bunch to hang out with my friends. Good days, an hour. Bad days, two.
Okay. All right. So we'll start out a little bit early. Maybe stop up there. Any good breakfast spots in the area? Well, I can go up and get some. You know me, I love good breakfast on the weekend.
In Stanwood, I'm not sure about, but you could stop at Arlington and hit a Buzz Inn.
The Buzz Inn. Okay, I've heard a lot about that place. All right.
Careful, though, Miles.
What's that?
The Buzz Inn in Arlington, that specific one, I have never been in there where I haven't run into a men's room fan. And
well, that's all right. I don't care. I'm just in there to eat something.
It goes off the rails quick.
Okay. No. All right. Okay. Well,
you're going to get real excited.
Maybe I'm definitely excited.
They're complimentary, I'm guessing. Yes. Let me buy you 4 or 5 shots.
They got liquor in there?
I'm telling you, be careful.
All right. Okay.
I'm just leaving it at that.
Fair
it's
warning.
A great spot.
Fair warning.
There's been some rough nights. I just know
I'll probably end up carpooling with Castle or whatever the deal is and going up on Saturday morning a little bit early just to get some eggs and bacon.
Maybe I'll just be on Taryn's deck with the grill. Flat tops out there cooking.
Nice. Okay. Well, they'll definitely be there, and we'll be there at 11 o'clock and hope to see you there. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a great time. Speaking of the...
Already to...
I didn't feel like drinking vodka today.
It's one of those days, isn't it? Yeah. And with that, we have some sad news here at the KISW family. Legendary KISW morning man, Bob Rivers. He passed away this morning at the age of 68.
Mm-hmm.
Bob had been battling cancer.
Esophageal.
Made that well known for a number of years that he was going through that. It did go into remission for a little while when he was living down in Las Vegas. And Bob is just one of those guys. He's probably, without question, the most iconic member of the KISW family as far as this radio station is concerned. You know, when you look up to people in radio, Bob Rivers is one of those guys. And I don't think that anyone who has ever met Bob Rivers would tell you anything about just what a decent, nice, kind human being he was.
Yeah.
And what he did for radio, because you got to remember, man, back in the day, there was a different approach to radio as far as a lot of people being shock jocks or trying to do a lot of different things. And Bob was that guy that brought intelligent conversation, kind of more of in an NPR style with interviews, with listeners, with content, with topics, and twisted tunes and all those things. And I know for a fact that Bob was very good friends with BJ Shea and Steve Miggs. As far as our radio station is concerned, Bob knew Steve and BJ better than anyone that's on the air right now. So tomorrow on the Daily Mix Morning Show, there's going to be a tribute to Bob Rivers, just so you know. And they're going to play some old clips and some old interviews. I want to say the late Kathy Faulkner is going to talk about her experience working for Bob and with him on the radio station back in the day. Ironically enough, I never personally got the chance to meet Bob. One of the things that I wanted to do, but typically he would come in and do BJ's show in the morning. And then by the time we got in here, he was gone. And we never got a really chance to meet him. I shook his hand one time, but never.
He lost his hand immediately.
Never got the chance to talk to him. But ironically enough, not in a stalker kind of way, but as far as our show is
concerned. Bob started at WAAF in Boston, which was the legendary rock station that the company had for a number of years there. And he started out doing mornings with a partner. When we were syndicated for a brief period of time, we were on WAAF in Boston as well.
Yeah.
All right. Then Bob took a job at 98 Rock in Baltimore, which is the KISW of Baltimore.
And that's when I first heard of him.
And he was the
That's what I knew him from, too.
Probably because I lived there and listened to that station. See how that just comes together?
I thought he had already worked out here and then went to Baltimore and then came back.
No, he was...
He started there.
He went from Boston
to Baltimore.
Down to Baltimore.
Because even when we moved here, people brought up Bob Rivers, and I'm like... There's no way it's the same guy. Yeah, what are the odds of you both go from
the
Baltimore
guy that
to
sat
Seattle?
Sat on top of pickles during the
he did.
He had to regret that. Listen, the Orioles really sucked. And look, you're a Mariners fan. The Orioles are equally as bad and equally as historically bad. So Rivers, when he's in Baltimore, is like, look, this team cannot be this bad. So he sat on the roof of a place called Pickles. It's directly across from Camden Yards.
There was a billboard on top of the building.
Pickles is like to Baltimore what I would say Sluggers is.
Right.
It's you know the just a classic sports bar before a football or a baseball
and
game.
After.
You go to, and after. Right? Like you, like I do with Sluggers, you go to Pickles.
And this dude, he's like, you know, I'm going to go up on the billboard. And
well, it was the beginning of the year.
Right.
But so he had no idea
how bad the Orioles were
going to be.
He was up there. Was it 30
games? 21 games.
21 games.
21 games. I'm not sure of the days. I just know the Orioles were 0-21 before he got off that billboard.
I don't think he thought that was going to happen.
No, I don't think he did either.
That was a... And historically bad start, as I recall. Isn't that the worst start in Major League Baseball history?
And believe it or not, when Bob left Baltimore, Baltimore was crushed. Because at that time, you know Bob Rivers from being in Seattle, but Bob Rivers was the most iconic radio person at the time in Baltimore. And he had the biggest show. And he had this guy that would call in all the time and do voices and characters and all these things. And eventually, at one point in time, he said, hey, man, would you like to come in and kind of help me with the show? And it was in Baltimore that a guy named Spike O'Neill.
Yep.
You know, join Bob, and from that point in time, just like us, when we were in Baltimore, after the fact, they moved to Seattle, and we follow them again.
Mm-hmm.
We stalk them again. And you know, Bob had a legendary career here at KISW. He was on the air for 11 years here. From there, as you know, he went to KZOK and then finished out his career.
I like to call it Kazakh.
Yeah, at the Jet, and just, I mean, no matter where
KJR.
He went.
Can't pronounce them.
Yeah, he did the same amazing
run
show.
From Kisowa to Kazakh to
I want to say when he retired, I'm not sure exactly when his diagnosis was, but I know that he moved back to the Northeast, and I want to say he and his wife bought like a maple tree farm to do.
It was something like that, man. Yeah.
I can't, maybe I'm wrong about that, but I think he was out there tapping syrup.
It was something very Northeasty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
I think after enough of that weather, he might have moved down to Las Vegas and continued his podcast. But he passed away in New Hampshire this morning at the age of 68 years old. So, Daily Mix Show, they will cover that correctly in its entirety, do the correct tribute tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're up early, just know that they're going to salute Bob. And it's not just the people of Seattle. If you know anything about the radio community, we are a very small community.
Tributes getting smaller all the time.
Tributes are pouring in from everyone. Everyone that ever met Bob, worked with Bob, looked up to Bob as a mentor, as someone who you found funny, as someone who inspired you to do this job and want to be in radio. He was that guy. There's a reason that Bob Rivers is the only member of the KISW family in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, to my knowledge.
So as far as I know,
if you go to Chicago and you're touring the hallways, I believe that that facility should be reopened. I know that they took a break to move the museum and put some new displays up and do the interior again. But if you're ever in Chicago and you want to check out a cool museum, it's there. Bob's display is there.
Well, here's the difference between him and most people, right? Radio, generally speaking, is a lot of very egotistical talking heads. Bob came in, was laid back, and did this thing called creative.
Yes.
Right? Hence the Twisted Tunes and everything else, some of the other gags he did and stuff. It was great because no one else was doing it because they weren't thinking to do it.
Yeah. And when Bob came here, he did a thing called Nude Stock. And when you say nude, I mean, it was nude.
Oh, yeah.
All the hosts.
Nude means nude.
Everybody was naked. And from what we understand about Bob, Bob was doing okay for himself as the CEO.
That's why it was his idea.
Yeah.
That's why he came up with
I'm not suggesting that.
Right.
Exactly. So there was
I mean, you think if Shaquille O'Neal's going to come up with it or Jet Li? I mean, you just play the odds. I'm going to say Shaquille O'Neal. Like, yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
And let's not forget, outside of.
Come on, Ted. You know I'm right.
Jet Li didn't need to catch that string.
Yeah. And even outside of, you know, the radio aspect, Steve, you grew up listening to Dr. Demento. And,
yep.
Bob, a lot of people just know Bob from Twisted Tunes. And we would play every year at Christmas, I Am Santa Claus. Yeah. There's a couple on there you can't play based on the fact that things
buy the album.
Yeah, things have changed a little bit. But Bob was a legendary figure here, and it's been a weird week. But just remember, tomorrow morning on the Daily Mix Morning Show, they will pay tribute to the life of Bob Rivers and his time here at KISW and that side of that.
Terrence's husband, Brad, worked for Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's crazy day. So maybe in honor of nude stock, our question today, we're gonna talk about nudity in a kind of a weird, not real tribute to Bob. Just,
but in a way, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry on the...
We are wearing clothes. That's
the
sad part.
Carry the torch.
Mike insisted.
Yeah.
Yes. So our question today, when did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own?
We were already naked. Mike just said, I'm not doing
this. Well, no, I Googled some of the Twisted Tunes. I forgot walking around in women's underwear.
Yeah. What was the one? I don't want to rock all night. I'll rock and roll anymore.
Walking around in women's underwear.
Someone here says, we still have some Bob Rivers maple syrup.
Also, he actually did produce it.
He did. I guess this guy was on his podcast years ago. His music will still be a Christmas tradition for years to come. No doubt about that. But you actually have Bob Rivers syrup.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's crazy. And it won't be us. Do it. Trust me. Around the radio world, there'll be a lot of people saying thank you to Bob Rivers today. No matter what market you're in or where you are, he touched a lot of different people in the industry. So, again,
careful
how
you phrase that, man.
Well, he did. I mean, not that way.
Okay. I just want to be sure. Right? Like say something complimentary.
Not like some people we've worked with before.
Man, oh, man. Yeah. One guy comes to mind, and he's still alive.
Yeah, so it's a tough day. But let's have some fun and talk about people who are naked. Drivers in Dover, New Hampshire.
That's a great segue, man.
Hey, man, I'm trying the best I can. It's kind of hard to go from the bottom of the well. And,
all right, let's have fun talking about naked
people.
Let's
talk about boobs. All right, are we ready?
Here come boobs. And unfortunately, some wieners. Drivers in Dover, New Hampshire got an eyeful when a man named Sean Wiener Sr.
Come on.
Stripped naked and started wandering around traffic on Route 16 after crashing a stolen car and fleeing the scene.
Tase him.
A 35-year-old suspect was arrested, charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, reckless conduct, two counts of disorderly conduct, littering after he ditched the crashed car. He ditched the car.
No, I know. But when you've done all of that and they hit you with littering, this is like, we don't like you.
Yeah. Officers responding to the scene after receiving multiple reports, many calls, of the nude man disrupting traffic at 3:15 in the afternoon on Sunday. He apparently discarded his clothes on the highway shoulder before crossing on foot into traveling lanes. In addition to charges, the Dover Police Department, who led the investigation, slapped Wiener with additional separate charges and took him into custody. The vehicle theft remains under investigation by the County Police Department as well as Dover Fire and Rescue. So, our question, when did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So, when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Our question, when did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I hope this isn't too boring, but we're going back to 1977. I was in the fifth grade. And our parents, my brothers and my parents, would not let us stay over at other people's or other friends' houses very often.
Why not? Did they have any reason?
We were just very a close-knit family, so we didn't have a lot of people coming over, and we didn't go to other people's houses unless family or events or whatnot. That's okay. Just the way we were raised.
All right.
Anyways, I did get my mom to agree to let me stay over at one of my favorite friend's house in the fifth grade overnight, lived in the same city. And we got along great. My mom drops me off. We play for the evening. We go into my friend's room, and I'm trying to not use names, but we're going back 40 years, so I doubt he's listening. And he opens one of these books, like, hey, check this book out my mom got me. And it was a book about This Is Your Body. And what he was doing was actually prepping me up, because what I didn't realize, we get a knock at the door, and we're looking at this book the first time, and it's showing body parts for male and female. And in walks mom with the tray of snacks for us, totally nude. Now, in the fifth grade, you know, you've seen pictures, but you never really seen it right there in your face. And so,
was this good news or bad news?
Oh, my mom's a nudist.
Just the mom. Just the mom.
Right.
So, Dave, just the mom?
What's that?
Just the mom.
Just the mom.
Like, dad didn't come swinging in front of the television or anything, right?
Well, she had like a dashiki on or a gown on when we got there, when my mom dropped me off. So nothing was said then either, obviously. Seen a brown skinned Filipino kid turn so red. I mean,
it's his mom.
You know.
Yeah, I get it.
Right.
But what about you? Were you happy that you were seeing this, or did it like turn you off for a while?
I was just totally embarrassed. I looked away real fast and trying to pretend like I didn't see anything.
Yeah. Now, did you get to spend the night there again? Like, so when you got home, were you like, hey, mom, you know, anytime you're going to let me spend the night there, that would be great.
Well, here's what happened. So I was kind of, you know, even for being in the fifth grade, I was still in kind of shock. And we were playing outside in the living room area. His mom had already receded to the bedroom. And I tripped over their big parrot cage, opened up my knee, exposed my patella, had to go in for stitches immediately. So I completely forgot about it for you know.
Okay. Well, that's I mean, fifth grade, that's unexpected.
I will say this. I didn't rat him out once I did remember it, you know, in school.
I wouldn't either.
And you don't tell your parents because maybe you'll be invited back over for another sleepover.
That would be my entire plan.
I did tell my mom.
What?
45 years later.
Okay.
45 years
now,
later.
Now, did you ever spend a night at his house again?
She goes, well, she says, if I'd have known that.
That's what I didn't tell you, Mom. Come on.
Yeah, if she would have known that, knowing her humor, she would have sent me over there naked.
She probably told you that's why I didn't want you to stay at anybody's home.
Because they're all naked.
Exactly.
Right. Anyways, that was my exposure, my first exposure to a human body, so live.
Well, at least your buddy gave you a brief tutorial before you saw it.
I mean, that's wild to see they're fully naked. I mean, I remember seeing one of my buddy's moms just in, like a nightgown or, like, some type of lawn. Like,
yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. My buddy Devin had a real hot mom. We knew she was hot, but summertime hits, you know, so everyone's out of school. Just rode my bike to his house. Want to play with Devin. She answers the door. She's wearing basically the equivalent of Daisy Dukes and a bikini top. And she's like, oh, Steven, yeah, come on in. And just in my mind, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't realize how much I liked women until that moment. And I can't tell my buddy Devin. But, you know, his mom would come outside, like, hey, do you guys, like, want sandwiches for lunch or anything? And I would hem and haw, because I realized the longer it took me to answer, the longer she would stay in there. So I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm, oh, I'm sure your mom will be fine with it. I'm like, well. And eventually, like, sure. And then we go inside. She's still learning. Now, fast forward. That was in Rochester. Fast forward, now we live in Baltimore. Buddy of mine down the street. Everyone has a parallel park to cars. No such thing as a yard or a garage, right? So, it's on the street. His mom's out there washing the car in her bikini. She's the last person on earth you wanted to see in a bikini. And for whatever reason, it seemed like every day during the summer, this woman was very sweet, very kind. But I feel like she washed that car every day during the summer. And it's like, ah, because my bedroom window faced the front. So, if I looked out my window, there she was. And I couldn't tell him either, like, dude, tell your mom to put some clothes on.
Hey, Mom, put a shirt on.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
I know, Mike. Put a shirt on.
I know. It's in the same place you did.
I didn't mean that. It's just like, she should put a shirt on.
Put a shirt on.
Hello, Joey. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So back when I was newly 21 years old, I did, you know, what any 21-year-old was doing, and out partying and doing everything else. But I also worked early mornings for a restaurant. Well, I wake up, and my alarms don't go off. And, you know, I'm running to the bus stop in a panic, and I'm feeling a breeze down around my nether region there. And just so happens, somebody came out to say hello as I'm running down the road here to this bus stop.
So, did you forget to zip your fly and it's just hanging out?
Yeah, it just, in the panic of me running down the road, it just decided to, you know, say hello and good morning to everybody. And mind you, this is one of the main roads going through Spokane Valley, so it was a very, very, very busy morning.
And also, you're 21, so that's potentially a night in jail, you know, some thing hanging out. Did anybody see it, as far as you know?
Oh, yeah. A couple cars honked at me to let me know. And, you know, just still kind of hungover, still kind of drunk, and didn't really realize it at first. And I looked down, and, lo and behold, there it is.
So. There you go.
Now, were the cars honking, is that what you really alerted you to the fact that you're hanging brain?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, I tell you what, that happens a lot in track. Believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Just based on how short the shorts are and the fact that, man, if you're not
running
in the netting, man, there's a lot of videos of guys hanging brain.
But they finished the race.
Down the stretch. Just
giving
it all they got. I think that's probably even more so than swimming.
Swimming, the way the trunks are fitted, it's almost impossible to pop out of those things. But running, especially the shorter the dash, like if you're running a 40-yard, it's more likely to pop out there, I believe, because of the speed that you're going, right? So it doesn't happen much during a marathon because you're at a much slower pace. You got all those miles to go, but you watch these guys, man, and like I said, the Olympic trials or anything, like, he's running the 50-meter, and it's like, there's a chance. Yeah. And keep in mind, this is some big Jamaican dude, and I'm like, man, I hope you got that thing duct-taped to your hip.
Half the time, those guys in the NFL aren't wearing underwear either. So no. If you grab him by the back of the pants, man, and you drag him behind, man, you're going to see a couple
of you can tell. In white pants, you can see the jockstrap.
If it gets wet, yeah. man, like if it's raining. Do you remember Derrick Henry's
ass popping
out? I'm
about to say, that happened to Derrick Henry this last season?
Yeah, I mean, he's tearing down the field, and then he gets through most of the defenders, so they're grabbing him from the back. There's like three guys on his back, and, you know, they say your uniform is, they can grab it. And they did. And basically, he goes down, you know, D first, but on national TV, his ass, and he's got a big ass, it's just hanging out for all to see. And the first thing you see him do, and before he even tries to get up or give the ref the ball, his hands go back, pulls his pants up. Fast forward a few weeks, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson had the same thing. He's doing this great scramble, and he ends up banking out of bounds. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? He had, like, you know, 20 more yards to go. After the game, he's like, yeah, I ran to the sideline because as I'm running down the field, my pants started falling down.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Yeah.
All right. So my sisters and I and my mother were finishing swimming up at a lake and entered the changing room, and I didn't realize a wasp was in there. And it starts buzzing around me, and so flee the dressing room completely nude, running past a motorhome where a septuagenarian and his children, grandchildren are eating lunch, and pretty sure Grandpa needed to take heart pills after that because totally made eye contact as I ran by naked.
How old were you?
Early 20s.
Ooh, you were looking good.
He needed heart pills.
You were looking good.
Yes, I was before children, way back. Well,
everybody's got a range, you know. Sure. Where, you know, you look better than not, and that's between the ages of 18 and 25. More than likely, that's probably the best your body's going to look, you know, in your lifetime, unless you're working out later in life or whatever.
Well, Aaron, you know, you just gave me no idea. The next time I go camping at a lake or anything, I'm going to intentionally put wasps in the women's changing room, in the hope that they come running out naked. We'll see how it works.
You should try and let us know.
How far did you have to run before you put clothes on?
I waited until I got back in the car.
How is this 100 yard, 150? How far did you have to go?
It was a ways.
Okay.
It was a ways. Definitely out of breath by the time I got there. So, and I run and slam at the time. So, yeah, it was a ways.
Yeah.
Oh, you were looking good.
Oh, yeah. You're nice and tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's true.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dan. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing, guys?
Hola. Hola.
Dan.
Hola. I just wanted to shout out to Bob Rivers, man. I just found out and yeah, those Twisted Tunes, you know, that he did that Soundgarden, you know, Black Hole Sun.
Yep.
And I still listen to that every day. You know, it was the other one, like, I don't know if I can say it, but bleep, you know, the whole sun, mow the lawn, you know, mow your lawn. You know?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's one of the reasons we can't play that tune is because you can say ass on the radio. You can't say the other word after it. Right.
So they said that, but anyways, yeah, I was married to my wife. You know, we were down in Oregon on the beach. We were vacationing, you know, and we had a little too much to drink, you know. And so we're down there at the beach. And needless to say, you know, I was getting serviced down there. And we were drunk, you know. So I finished up and we're walking up back up to our hotel there. And I forgot to put somebody away. And so this guy was like walked up to us or, you know, we were walking by him and I was like, hey, how you doing, man? And he's like, great. Sounds like, you know, looks like you're doing great. And I didn't notice, you know, he was just hanging out, you know. And so my wife came up behind me and she's like, oh, my God. And I was like, she looked down and she's like, you got to put that thing away. I was like,
how do you forget to put away your penis?
How drunk were you, man?
We were drunk.
All right. Okay. Hey, don't forget on the Bob Rivers thing tomorrow morning, the Daily Mix Morning Show, they're going to have the tribute tomorrow morning. So there's going to be a lot of people on there that work with Bob and some old audio and everything else. So be sure to check them out tomorrow morning.
Put your junk away first.
Yeah, please do. When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
John.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right, good.
Sorry, hola.
Hola.
Yeah. I actually called in before. I'm
the sound man that called in that Miles said the stuff about the lead singer?
Vaguely remember that. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
but, anyway, I was in New York, and I was out with a different band, and we were doing the late night with Craig Ferguson show.
Nice.
And during the day, you set up, you know, you have to set up and you have to do camera blocking. You're there pretty much half the day. And between the green rooms, this studio was pretty small, and, you know, it was one of the crappier ones. And near the green rooms were all the dressing room stuff. There was a bathroom, and when you open the door and you walk in, there's just kind of a wall right there, but then you just kind of go around it, and it's just a big room with a toilet and a sink. It's no stall or nothing like that. And during the day, I walked in, and our drum tech was sitting on the toilet, and he was just taking a crap, and he was just kind of mid-wipe when I walked in. And it was just kind of funny, and we just kind of laughed. And so when he came out, a little while later, I had to go into just to pee, and I went in. I knew he was going to come in. I just knew. And so when I went in, I pulled my pants all the way down to my underwear, and I even took one shoe off so I could get my pants off. And I put one leg up on the toilet, and I was bent over, and I had toilet papers just so I was trying to wipe from underneath just to get the most shocking thing when he walked in.
All right, I like your planning, man. Mm-hmm. I like your thought design.
Sounds like the movie Waiting, yeah.
Well, Craig Ferguson walked in.
Oh, all right.
and I was just standing there just bent over, and I looked at him. I don't know what he said. He said something, but I don't know. I was too much in shock at the time. But
how long before it took you to realize it's Craig Ferguson and not your drummer?
Oh, it was immediate because I was bent over, and I had my hand underneath my leg, so I was trying to wipe from underneath just to be so shocking. And I was looking at the door. I sat there for 30 seconds waiting for him to come in because I knew, but he didn't come in. Craig Ferguson walked in. And
did you did you get a chance to actually meet him after that? I mean, did he want to shake your hand?
No. I hid. I kind of went off to the side and was kind of trying to be invisible the rest of the day because I didn't want to be seen.
Well, no, wait. Were you playing in a band or you're doing sound for the band?
No. I was a sound man. So okay. I was just setting up and doing this. No, so I was part of the crew.
Did you ever make eye contact with him again after this?
Nope. I saw him, but I was kind of off. And every time I kind of watched for him for the rest of the day, and if I saw him milling around, I would try to get away.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man, I missed that show. He
was great.
He was awesome.
He had some like weird toys underneath his desk, and we were setting up, and me and the drum tech, we went up and we were playing with the toys, and the crew guys from the show came. Don't touch those. And they're like, if Craig saw you touching those, he would. Freak out.
Don't play with Craig's toys.
Don't play with his puppets.
Yep.
That's right.
Puppets were a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jeff?
These weren't puppets. It was like a squirt gun and a kind of a, I don't know, I don't really remember what it was. It was just a bunch of weird toys.
Okay.
I wonder if we ever talked to Craig Ferguson. He would say, man, you had a band on and you went into the bathroom and there's a guy with his hand tucked under his leg, a shoe off, one pant leg completely off, wiping his ass. I get the feeling he would say, yeah.
I remember that.
I remember that clearly.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Michelle. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
All right. So I am a female truck driver, and you see a lot of things out on the road when you're driving.
Like what kinds of things? When you say we all see all kinds of things.
Oh, goodness. You see everything because you're always on the road.
What percentage of people have, like, their pants open or actively handling themselves when they're driving down the road?
Twice I've seen it.
Okay. You ever honk your horn at them? Give them a little,
No. No, this one, the first time I ever saw it, I tried to speed up, and the guy sped up, too, to match my window. So I slowed down, and he slowed down to match my window.
How many miles did you go with this guy trying to show you his bishop?
About 3 or 4 miles.
Are there male lot lizards?
You know, I'm not sure.
Yes.
I never really paid attention to that.
Okay. Do you run into lizards when you're spending the night someplace?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I have. They're pretty shocked when a woman comes to the window.
Are they kind of disappointed? Like, oh, man.
Oh, so they knock on your door.
Yeah.
Well, I think that you never know, man. I mean, you might.
What percentage of them actually look good? I mean,
thank you.
Look,
I was wondering the same thing.
The term lot lizard does not lend itself to being sexy. I assume there's got to be some good looking ones out there, but how many would you say, like, rank above a 4 on a 1 to 10 scale?
I'm better looking than they are.
So do people, I mean, not to say this, but I mean, they can obviously tell that you are not one.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. No, I have the full, like, reflective gear, and yeah, I don't look like a lot lizard.
All right. I have a random question for you. Yeah. Like, I love a Buc-ee's, but like, what's your favorite truck stop as a trucker?
I usually go to the Flying J's or the Love's.
Yeah, Love's is pretty solid, too.
Never been to Love's.
Do they have showers?
Never been to a Love's?
Do they have showers and stuff?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How much does it cost to take a shower?
Well, when you get fuel, you get them for free. But usually, if you have to actually pay for it, it's about $15.
Okay. What's the longest you've gone
without... So it's more expensive to take a shower than it is to wash a car.
What's the longest you've gone without taking a shower, just trying to get to where you're going?
Well, I don't really do OTR too much anymore. I'm local.
Okay.
So I stay here or I go home every night. But when I was doing OTR, maybe 4 days.
All right. I was like, is there any truck cab? If, you know, like you always see the stories of guys on the side of the road, trucker pulls over, says, hey, man, hop in. I'll get you to the next spot. Do any of the cabs smell good?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think
so. Have you ever thought about just not shaving the hair under your left armpit? That way that guy who followed you for 3 miles, you can just kind of roll down the window and stick your arm up, you know what I mean? And let that hair flow in the wind.
Never thought about it.
All right.
Just the left arm. Shave the right.
So
keep
someone's
the left
looking
hairy.
At you, winking, shooting the guns at you, man. Just lift up that arm, hanging on to the window, and let that hair flow out of your pit, man.
You might be surprised, though. Manny follows you for 10 miles.
Yeah, good times. What did you accidentally see someone else's goods, or when did you, or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.